staring at Fionn's ashes, Gaelis thought, Bothwell didn't keep him safe. And she'd named Fionn rather than Bothwell. Had she protected the wrong man? She turned to face Agnes. When her eyes met Gaelis's, they raged, with fever or stubbornness.
Agnes, Gaelis whispered, how can you still believe in Bothwell?
Her lips parted. Blood oozed.
Old habits die hard.
Gaelis bit her own lip, hesitant, imagining.
But what's he done to earn your loyalty?
Agnes stared past Gaelis at the white flakes.
He had it from the moment I met him. 10 years ago. The only time in my life I behaved like a moonstruck girl.
She paused, to swallow blood, or weighing up how much to reveal.
I was gathering herbs in winter, digging beneath the snow, when I saw him fall from his horse. I ran to help, and he laughed at the sight of me emerging through the birches. Are you a dryad come to seduce me? He asked. And if any other man had uttered such foolishness, I'd have scolded until the air turned blue. But from him, we looked at each other, and I knew we both intended to seduce the other, even though he had a sprained wrist, and I was 10 years older than him and 50 times poorer.
You were his lover? Was this why they had all ended up in the tollbooth? Because Agnes had once loved Bothwell. Her smile was bloodstained, pitiful.
He was mine. 3 nights he stayed with me. My cottage became a barrow from an old tale, a world outside the world. We drank blackberry wine and lay on his fur cloak before the fire, the marks of our teeth and nails glowing on our skin. And then the moon waned, and he returned to his countess.
Did you bear his child? Had she been staring so long that her eyes were watering? Or was Agnes, fearsome, stoic Agnes, on the brink of tears?
I called him Francis, for his father. I never thought he'd receive more than a name. I asked for no more. But then he came for his son. He promised he'd raise him to be a fine lord. I think he even believed his own words. So I let my Francis go.